This is Milwaukee Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Bob Bach. We have been reporting for the last 6 months on the state's high rate of black male incarceration. Tomorrow, we're holding a special town hall forum in collaboration with Milwaukee Public Television and the Milwaukee Public Library. WUWM's Annalise Hensel is the executive producer of our series, Project Milwaukee, Black Men in Prison. She is here to recap some of what we've learned so far in our newsroom and Lake Effect reports. Good morning, Annalise.
Good morning, Bob.
There are some problems that have simple causes and simple solutions, but this is not one of them.
No, it's not. The high rate of black male incarceration in Wisconsin is complex. It has numerous causes. They include poverty and joblessness, especially in Milwaukee's central city. One of the people we spoke with for the series is Alderman Joe Davis. He told us that when there are few job opportunities and poverty is high, there are some people who are likely to turn to crime, such as selling drugs, to earn quick cash.
It is not an excuse, but it is a fact that given one's social conditions, they turn to certain things for survival.
O'Davis says that the city never recovered from its loss of industrial jobs a few decades ago.
The state's laws contribute to the prison rate, too.
Yes, in the 1990s, as crack cocaine was making inroads here, lawmakers approved policies such as mandatory minimum sentences for drug offenses and truth in sentencing, which eliminated parole. Both of those policies drove up the numbers. And some would argue that certain people are being locked up by the state when they really ought to be in the community instead. The group MICA, Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, wants to cut the prison population in half, in part by following something Minnesota has done. Here's retired Pastor Joe Elwanger.
Minnesota has its prison rate down to less than half of what Wisconsin's is. They deal with low-risk persons who have underlying drug addictions, and that's the root of the crime. They send them to treatment in the community rather than to prison. And Wisconsin could do the same thing.
When we're talking about reasons, we also should mention children who get caught up in a cycle of crime and incarceration. We visited the COA Golden Center on 24th in Burleigh, where the workers say most of the kids that they treat, or they serve rather, come from single-parent homes. And some of the boys in those homes don't have a positive role model, which makes them more likely to get into trouble. Quintrell Boyles works with teens at the center. He says some children don't think about long-term consequences of their behavior because they're so overwhelmed by the desperate circumstances that they're facing right now.
What we're looking at is a population that is worried about the gun violence in my neighborhood. Will I make it home tonight? What will I eat? Population of kids that's worried about the temperature has dropped below 50 degrees and I only have a hoodie to wear to school. And these are things that overshadow what they might be thinking about happening 10 years from now.
We've also reported on other impacts of incarceration. For instance, it can be hard for former inmates to start over when they are released from prison.
That's right. Democratic State Representative Mandela Barnes of Milwaukee told us that when someone has served time, it can end up being a drain on the entire community.
There's so much that they aren't able to be productive. You're not going to pass a background check. There's not much that's available to them. They aren't going to be able to be taxpayers. They aren't going to be able to generate revenue for the state. And I think the biggest piece is going to be the cycle of crime that's created because the opportunity that's taken away.
In the last couple of months, we've been turning to solutions, ways to lower the rate of black male incarceration.
We've been reporting on drug courts and on some people and groups that are giving hope, direction, and in some cases jobs to youth and to former inmates. And we've taken a look at vocational training for people who are incarcerated. We met Eddie Carter, an inmate at the House of Correction, who is learning a trade there.
I chose to do this so when I get out, I don't have to go back to what I was doing before. I got three babies, and I don't want my kids to grow up and see daddy like this.
As we mentioned earlier, we have a special event coming up tomorrow night, a town hall forum focusing on solutions, with panelists including lawmakers, former inmates, prison ministries, and the Milwaukee Police Chief.
Yes, and we hope to get a lot of input from the audience, too, as this conversation moves forward. We want to hear from numerous people and what they think are the biggest solutions to this issue. The Town Hall Forum starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. It's downtown in Centennial Hall of the Milwaukee Public Library, and you can find all of the details at WUWM.com/Project Milwaukee.
Annalise Hensel in the studio with us this morning. Thanks for stopping in.
You're welcome.